Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May that never be so. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Yahshua the Messiah were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, the like as the Messiah was raised up from the dead by the majesty of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is impaled with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with the Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that the Messiah, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lives unto Yahweh. Likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Yahweh through Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof, neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to Yahweh. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? May that never be so. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But Yahweh be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of teaching which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to Yahweh, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is everlasting life through Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. End of chapter.